Game 7 of the World Series is tonight, Astros versus the Dodgers. It has been a classic. And to talk about that more, we are joined on the air by Dr. Deb Stroman, Keenan Flagler Business School professor at UNC, longtime sports commentator and follower of this World Series, along with so many other people, because it's been a great one. Deb, how are you?
I'm doing well. You know, it's interesting because I never really got into baseball like I have this series. The reason why I haven't been deeply involved because the season is just so long. Now, I am a Yankees fan, and I was bummed that the Yankees got knocked out. But this is a series that is so compelling. I've been following it. I've been truly engaged, and I just love the competitive spirit from the guy.
It's the competitiveness, it's the closeness, and it's the history, right? I'm a Tigers fan. I grew up in Michigan, so I'll root for the Tigers up until I can no longer do that anymore at the end of the season when they get knocked out and whenever that is. But after that, I start rooting for history, teams that haven't won in a long time. Last year, it was great because it was the Cubs and the Indians, so whoever won was going to be a good time. And this year, exactly the same thing. Astros have never won. They got close in 2005. Dodgers have been good for a long time. They've never really had any down period, but they haven't won since 1988, which is one of the first series that I can remember ever watching. So whoever wins, there's going to be a fan base that has been hungry for this for three decades that's going to be celebrating. So that's good.
Well, there's no doubt. Astros and Dodgers, you're right. It's been a long, long time. But also, another significant drought will end at Dodgers Stadium. They've never hosted a World Series Game 7 in its storied history. So you have two 100-win teams playing a winner-take-all finale to the baseball season for the first time since 1931. So I'm hoping people will watch. I know, you know, people are early getting on with the NBA season, following their favorite stars and all of that, but I believe most sport fans will take a break and everybody will switch over and watch this compelling series.
It's going to be a good one. We've already seen some classic games. Game 5, obviously, where Dodgers could have gone up 3-2, but then the Astros just kept coming back, took the lead. Dodgers came back, and it ended up going 10 innings, 25 runs, all those home runs, like one of the great, great World Series games of all time. And we were actually talking earlier in the day. I barely even followed Game 6 last night because this is just such a compelling series that you just start to assume the way that it's going that whatever happens in Game 5, the other team is going to win Game 6, and this is definitely going to be a seven-game series, which is what it ended up being.
Well, for Clayton Kershaw to lose, people are thinking now Dodgers won't have a chance in Game 7 because the best pitcher in baseball arguably got knocked out. But the Dodgers are going to put up Yu Darvish, the Japanese star who was acquired right before the July 31 trade deadline. But he actually turned in the shortest start of his career in Houston, where he got knocked out after, I think he went about two innings, but Houston just beat him up. And so now you have this player who's coming back for redemption to pitch his team to a championship, whereas arguably the best pitcher in baseball will be sitting. You know, perhaps he'll be in the bullpen, but again, all eyes should be on this series tonight.
Who do you think is going to win?
I'm going to give it to the Dodgers just because of home field advantage.
Yeah.
You know, the Dodgers, they've got the highest payroll. They've been to the championship title game. I think it's five straight times for the NL West title, but they've never been this close to win it all. So I'm really, really cheering for the Dodgers to pull it off.
It's going to be a good
one.
How about
you?
Good question. I don't know. I was Clayton Kershaw got knocked out in Game 5. Justin Verlander, who's the Astros ace, goes in Game 6 and ends up losing. So I think I'm with you on home field advantage, just going for the Dodgers for that reason. But I will not be surprised no matter what happens. It's going to be good.
That's right.
Yep. So that's tonight coming up in. Everyone's going to be watching that. Turning our attention back to Chapel Hill, we're speaking with Dr. Deb Stroman, Keenan Flagler Business School professor, coming up this Friday beginning at 12:30 and running all through the day. The Keenan Flagler Business School is holding a symposium on the role of women in the business of college and professional sports. The symposium is called From High Tops to Pumps, and Dr. Stroman, I know you're organizing it and going to be participating in it as well. So what's this going to entail on Friday?
Well, the idea is to spend time discussing, sharing, learning best practices around sport and how it affects society. And so in the spring, I took a look at the philanthropy of Black athletes. We had a great engagement there discussing how athletes give, why they give, where they give. And so this fall one, we're looking at women, no doubt having a greater impact in the world of sports. So from a college level to a professional level, different aspects of women operating in this very, very dominant industry. We've got two athletic directors coming in locally, Kim Record, who's running the show over at UNC Greensboro, and Ingrid Wicker McCree, North Carolina Central, who's just done an amazing job having been a volleyball coach in the past, who's turned over, taking her sneakers off and now wearing the pumps and leading things there. We've got some research, really interesting research. One in particular, Dr. Donna Duffy, who's going to talk about the economic impact of women who suffer brain injuries and brain trauma. So that should be really fascinating. Also, the ACC, we definitely have representation. Amy Yacola, who is one of the top leaders at the ACC, she is now the director or chief officer for external affairs. It shows she has a very, very important role with media, with partnerships, sponsorships, and making sure everything that the ACC wants to communicate is done very well and professionally. So we have a solid lineup for sure on Friday afternoon at the business school.
And it's a really, really good lineup and some great people who are they're going to be there. And I know you're going to be talking with the two athletic directors, Ingrid Wicker McCree and Kim Record, about this. So without spoiling too much, what do we know about the specific challenges that face women who are serving in high-level positions in what, as you said, is still a really male-dominated industry?
Well, that's exactly my opening for the event, is to show the numbers and talk about how, regardless of how we continue to participate in college sports, in particular with Title IX and that legislation, how helpful it's been, but how we continue to struggle. Everything from coaching, where right after Title IX, over 90-some% of the women coaches, the people who are coaching girls and women were women, and now today, 2017, it's somewhere between 35% and 40% are women, and men have really, really done well in the sense of having the opportunity to coach girls and women in sport. We're also going to talk about the dollars and how, in particular, you look at the NFL and how money is spent on making sure that the female fan is engaged, is involved, and is commercializing that. But what are we doing to make sure that women are leaders? Looking at the different franchises and how many women we have in leadership positions. Also looking from a resource perspective, what's happening in particular on our college campuses to make sure that our female teams are receiving the opportunities, the access, the equipment, the medical, the healthcare attention. So there are a lot of things that are going on in terms of women and how they are being perceived, how they're actually being effective in the sport industry.
You can, if you're listening out there, go to kisport.unc.edu for more information on this, including registration. Registration still open now. Dr. Stroman, what else do people need to know about this symposium that's coming up on Friday?
Well, I want to let you know, especially if you're listening right now, you need to register like right away. We're just about sold out. It is free and open to the public for UNC system, students, faculty, and staff. For public, it is $25, and you can register on that site that you mentioned, kisport.unc/impact symposium. But the conversation does not end on Friday. Continue to stay engaged. This is something that continues to grow. I know there are a lot of wonderful men who respect and honor the importance of women in sport and want to make sure that there are opportunities for us. But we have to continue to talk about best practices and how we make that happen. So we're encouraged by this conversation, but just like most things, when you're talking about equity, that this conversation can't stop with one event or one conversation.
Dr. Deb Stroman, Kenan Flagler Business School, thank you so much.
Thank you.